Chinese festivals. Until the fall of the Chinese Empire in 1911, the Chinese measured the passage of days, months, and years using a lunar calendar. Developed thousands of years ago, this calendar used the different phases of the moon as a reference point. The lunar calendar is also called agriculture calendar, which is based on the seasons, telling peasants when to spread the seeds of certain crops, when to get in the harvests, etc. Although modern Chinese now follow the commonly accepted Western calendar, the older lunar system is still in use as a means of determining the dates of traditional holidays. Of these, perhaps best known in the West is the traditional New Year's celebration, which is the most important annual festival in Cantonese life. Due to the differences between the Chinese and Western calendars, the Chinese New Year usually occurs somewhere between January 21st and February 19th. Despite the date, this holiday is known in Cantonese as the Spring Festival,
春季,
as it's thought to be the day when the weather begins to change. However, when it is celebrated, it is often the coldest time of the year. When celebrating the Chinese New Year, Cantonese people will often exchange traditional greetings. These vary, but all express the wish that the person with whom you are speaking will have good luck in the new year. For example, when greeting an older person, you might say,
恭喜你長命百歲.
This literally means, I wish that you may live 100 years. Similarly, you could greet a child by saying,
恭喜你快高長大.
Or, I wish that you may grow fast and tall. To a young couple, you could say,
恭喜你哋蜜運成功.
Saying this, you are wishing them good fortune and a happy marriage. Other common greetings, applicable to anyone, are
恭喜發財.
May you receive a fortune, and
萬事如意.
10,000 things will turn out according to your wishes. The purpose of these greetings is to establish an atmosphere of good luck as the year begins. Conversely, anything associated with bad luck is avoided in conversation at all costs. During the holiday, the Chinese refrain from discussing death,
死,
illness,
病,
or loss.
书.
You should never give someone a book as a New Year's gift because book,
书,
has the same sound as the word loss or to lose. Similarly, a clock is an inappropriate gift because the phrase give clock,
送终,
sounds very similar to the words meaning attend someone's funeral. The Chinese will even try to avoid expressing disappointment or displeasure of any kind during this holiday. If, for example, you inadvertently break something, say a vase or a mirror, you should say, that's good.
好嘅.
Another important festival,
清明,
is celebrated around April 5th. This day commemorates one's ancestors and usually includes paying respects to the dead in the family's graveyard. As it is in the middle of the spring, it also provides an opportunity for a walk or picnic with the whole family. The festival of
端午
is celebrated between late May and early June. The legend connected with this day has to do with the great ancient poet
屈原.
As the legend has it, the poet threw himself into the
汨羅江.
Miluo River. And so on this day, people throw rice dumplings or
种.
Into a river to distract the fish from the poet's body. In modern days, the celebration may also include dragon boat races. Mid-Autumn Day,
中秋,
is the second most important holiday in the Chinese year. Despite the name Mid-Autumn, it is celebrated in August, during that month's full moon. In Chinese culture, the full moon symbolizes completeness, perfection, reunion. On this day, people eat round moon cakes,
月饼,
and fruits with a round shape, such as watermelons, oranges, and grapefruit. Traditionally, a person will exchange mooncakes with his or her friends, as well as other gifts. The gift of a mooncake has a ritual significance to the Chinese, which is somewhat equivalent to Christmas gifts in the West.